think he caught the flu. He's gradually becoming sick. He's already displaying symptoms.
What symptoms?
Speaking a language strange to the ears, believing in things he cannot see, saying those things that be not as though they were.
But you should have been more careful. Take the necessary precautions against the virus.
Wash the ears and hands regularly. Wear a pair of ear masks. Maintain social distancing. 5 feet apart. All this I did now. Please. Please tell me you can save him.
I'll do my best.
I'm sorry. We tried all we could, but we lost him. He is dead to the flesh.
Of all recommended, your most commended, your praises are sung on all moving lips. How would you let the virus steal my son away from me?
My experienced eyes thought they've seen it all until the glory that came beholding my face today. Never have I come across a virus this potent. No weapon formed against it ever prospered. This virus completely defiles all medications, gradually takes over the cells, reproducing itself so rapidly like cancer, dispersing high radiations like electrical charges, until everything around it becomes just like it. Identical, leaving the system in equilibrium, divinium. I'm sorry to announce, but I am now a carrier. I, with all in the theater, and this virus grows stronger with every new carrier.
The glory of his death was testimony to our spirits. Oh, what an awesome wonder.
Watching mortality die in a flash as immortality sets in.
Right in our faces, divinity made a home of your son and our spirits bore witness.
He kept speaking the language. The language of the infected. Anthrodigus.
Libra Andes.
Osicobadis.
Divinium. Absolutely inhuman.
My maxed ears became unstopped.
My busy hands lost the will to continue the surgery.
My body became defenseless.
Our immune systems defeated.
But I've only heard of STIs, sexually transmitted infections.
This is WTI,
word transmitted infection.
Words highly contagious to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, and body.
Bringing into captivity
the spirit of fear and doubt.
Do you mean to confirm my only son dead?
Yes,
D-E-A-D.
Dwelling.
Eternally.
Above death.
You brought a son here sick.
S-I-C-K.
Separated.
Into Christ's kingdom.
We are sorry he had to die.
Delivered into eternity.
As you speak, your words are light and the darkness cannot comprehend. My earmarks too weak for a defense against the maker of ears.
We have contacted the virus. Divinium.
Divinium has found its abode in our spirits.
If you look closely, you'd see the bleedings of our chests.
Our hearts have ruptured.
It's only a matter of time before we all die.
Delivered into eternity.
Any contact with the word is sure to multiply the cells of your system, making it possible to carry the impossible, divinity.
Staying 5 feet away cannot save you from divinium.
Lockdown is a total waste of time.
No door is closed to the spirit.
The word of God covers the earth as the water covers the sea.
The vaccine to take out eternal life is unable to be created.
This virus was carefully cultured in the laboratory of heaven with God.
As the lead scientist.
Divinium parades the streets of life.
We are ready.
We are infecting the world.
With the word transmitted infection.
WTI. Divinium. We will not stop. We won't back down. Jesus is immunity against poverty, condemnation. No matter what they try to do to us, we are standing tall. No knife is sharp enough to cut through, but the sword of the Spirit cutting through their spirit. No weapon formed against us prospers, because we are above the system of this world. We are spreading his name. We are spreading his fame. The gospel got to us in blood, and with our faith in this gospel,
we go all out.
We are the healing power of the world. We are safety. We have the virus to infect the uninfected.
No one is safe.
I repeat, no one is safe. Social distancing cannot guarantee your safety.
Ear mask, nose mask, whatever mask you mask is important. For this virus is too powerful. It has completely taken hold of us.
Our cells,
our bones,
our body, soul, and spirits. We are completely possessed by the divinium.
It is our immunity to COVID-19 or any other disease. It doesn't share its host.
For whoever carries the venom cannot carry another.
It is jealous, extremely possessive.
We are carriers of this divine infection, infected to infect the uninfected, for the propagation and expansion of the kingdom of God.
God's word on our lips being medicine to every human that does encounter it.
The antidote to all infirmities.
Carnal defenses of sin and doubt, this nature ruptures.
For when we speak,
the venom travels miles in her beats in new hosts.
It is the world's fastest spreading virus,
rupturing the caged walls of their minds built by demonic oppressions,
fertilizing their mortal bodies,
activating eternity in mortality.
The venom is that life which Christ came to give, to deliver you into eternity. So having received this divine life, the venom, how dare you? How dare you hide this image and likeness behind the coverings of a mask?
How dare you bow to another when the venom parades your body?
How dare you lock up God's glory in your homes when he commanded us to go forward?
There's no room for both faith and fear at the boundaries of your chest.
There's no room for laxity. Boldly we go with the venom, our immunity.
Dear Christians, you are the carrier. Infect the first to be the infection.
Your life is highly contagious.
Best fruits of his blood.
Next time you see a man made by God brainwashed in nose masked wisdom, sanitizers,
and vaccines inspired by man-made fear,
strike authoritatively with the venom of eternity and fulfill your ministry of reconciliation.
Transmit the virus. Get them contaminated with his spirit.
Dear Christians, as you walk the streets of men,
never forget who we are, the force that drives the truth. Our voice cannot be tamed. We cannot be deceived by the rules and regulations of the society. This virus came to us by blood. Go into the world and spread the venom, not an opinion.
This is the command.
Every man, receive the venom. Go forward. He never said to stop.
So boldly we go. For as the water covering the sea, so we every man be infected with the venom.
We show no fear. I am the fourth man, God's activist. On earth, we enforce our Father's will.
No backing down.
We are not apologetic.